Good morning.
Good morning. This is Brady. I mean, California.
Hi. This is Brenda.
Hi, Brenda. Where are you from?
From Northern California.
Oh, okay. Hi. I'm Northern California too. I'm over in Singleton, Sacramento.
Up by Sacramento.
Yes. You are ready?
Pardon me?
Where are you at?
In Patterson, south of Tracy.
Oh, okay. I should not be ready. Yeah, the host is the answer. Is this the first time on, or?
No, I leave the call on Wednesday.
Oh, you leave the call on Wednesday.
Yeah. Good morning, this is the last call. Someone else joined us.
Good morning, Brenda. This is Maddie Dash. How are you?
Good morning, Maddie. I'm great. Wade's on the phone, too, this morning. How are you all today?
I'm sorry?
How are you today?
Oh, I'm fine. Brenda, before we get started, do you know the difference between the power mag and the far infrared?
Between the power mag and the far infrared?
Right. Not our product. Those specific products. Uh-huh.
Are you talking about the
far
machine,
infrared
the
wand,
infrared light?
Machine wand. Yeah. Which one would you use for which? Is one better?
They're different. They're totally different technologies. The infrared is far infrared light.
I know, but what would you use for which? Would you use the power mag versus the far infrared light?
Personally, I use both of them, and I try on both and see which one works
the
best.
The best for you.
Mm-hmm.
I find for acute palm mag, I use much more, and more chronic, I use the infrared. Personal stuff because you get more of it.
The power mag tends to increase circulation for what I find. I find it that power mag works really great. The infrared, I use them both on some aches when I have stomach aches. I go straight for the infrared. Then I start bubbling and it helps take that out. And from what I've learned in the past, infrared neutralizes acids in your system.
That's right.
Concentrating on that, that's going to really help neutralize those. Plus, I've also had, it's a medical device, and I've also heard some doctors say that it increases healing and relieves scarring. So, infrared, in my history, seems to be a little more gentle, too. If you use the power mag and it's making you irritated or hurting a little more, switch. But I go to all of it and see what helps.
Okay.
Anybody else have any ideas on that?
Yeah, this is Way. Yeah, she's pretty right. I mean, infrared is pretty much reducing acidity, and it does reduce scarring. It's more chronic, more subtle, relieving, whereas the palm mag, you know, if you do something acute, I find it much quicker to respond. But, you know, most of the medical out there, they know or wear more of infrared treatment because it's been around for physical therapy users. They charge a whole bunch of stuff, but, you know, just for pain or before prepping before they adjust, that kind of stuff. So as far as I know, infrared, you know, as far as the medical community, they're more aware of it to treat the pain because they didn't know about a magnetic. So
And you think, oh, this isn't doing anything because it's just gentle.
It does.
Working, and it's amazing. It's back aches, stomach aches, anything. It just gently helps. It's kind of like the infrared wrap. You think, oh, what's this? But it works.
Thank you.
I did my walk. I'm home, so I'll hook up when I can to get the more. This is where I'm at.
Oh, well, that's great. Has anybody else joined us? Would like to let us know you're there? Did someone else just join?
Good morning, this is Darlene.
Good morning, Darlene.
Yeah, good morning.
Okay, this is the Lifestyle Call this morning. We're here to discuss and talk about wellness products, health, nutrition, food, as seen through Dr. Campbell's China study, and to share information, inspire each other, and learn from each other. Has anybody else would like to announce themselves? Okay. Has anybody come across anything interesting they'd like to share today, or questions or comments you'd like to talk about?
Well, actually, Brenda, this is Maddie. I feel that we could write a book. Every time I put on the television, there's always someone talking about health, and they speak about the same things that we are speaking here. I was thinking to myself, wouldn't it be wonderful if we had the Lifestyle book, and we all contributed, and we all became millionaires?
Oh. Hey, that is absolutely a great idea. How do writers get their information anyway, but they study sources, right?
Yeah, and they're all saying identically the same. Each one I see every morning, they have one on Good Morning, and everyone says identical the same thing. I said, boy, we could do that.
Figuring out what things we want to put in it.
Exactly.
Well, my daughter is a literature. Working on her doctorate, she could write it up for us. I think you're right. I think there's a lot of knowledge out there and a lot more to learn.
Yeah.
I think a couple of people have joined us. Anybody like to let us know who you are?
Hi, this is Jody. I didn't realize what time it was. I was on the computer. I get on here and forget it. My mind goes crazy.
Good morning, Dottie.
Hi.
Yeah, Maddie was just telling us we should write a book information we've gathered.
Oh, my. I know, and I've gotten so much out of these calls. I made my beans yesterday. I was on the call yesterday morning. I don't know if you were on there, but, I use the yellow eye beans and kidney beans, and, I boiled them the way Sha told me to do that, and I'm telling you, they came out awesome. I put a little bit too much spice. My husband thought it was a little spicier, but the only thing I put in was pepper. It was funny how it made a different taste to the beans, and I put them in the crock pot and let it go all day, and they were very, very, very good.
Mm. Yeah, beans I was raised on, and still love them. Good stuff.
Yeah, this is Mary Jane. I missed that recipe. You want to run it by me?
I can. Yeah, it's very simple, and you just put it in the crock pot in the morning, and that's it. I mean, by nighttime, they're ready, you know.
Okay. Let me get the recipe out here.
Okay, well, the reason why, Sha gave me a different way is because I kept on forgetting to soak them, and that's one of the things that they asked to do, that soaking overnight. And she told me to, instead of soaking overnight, just parboil them and let them set for about 1 hour.
Okay.
Then put them in a pan and just put about, I think, 2 inches above the beans and parboil, just cook them until it boils. And then just put the cover on it and just let it sit for about an hour. And then what I did is I drained that and I added, it called for 2 pounds of dry beans, which is 2 packages, a third of a cup of olive oil. It called for a tablespoon of salt, which I didn't put in, 4 small onions, which I left them whole, and I put them in the bottom of the crock pot, half a cup of brown sugar.
How many onions?
Well, it said four small, but I had like two medium size and a small one, so I put that in the bottom of it. Mm-hmm. And a half a cup of brown sugar, 6 tablespoons of molasses, a teaspoon of dry mustard, and it called for 1.5 teaspoons of black pepper. Now, you know, I think next time, I mean, I only used a teaspoon, but I think next time I won't use as much. And then it just says, you know, then I just, you know, put those ingredients together and put just a little bit of the water that was set before I drained it, the beans, into it just to make it a little bit more watery. And then I put the beans in the pot and I covered it up to the top and then added those, you know, all the spices and everything that I put in there and just kind of stirred it up a little bit, put the cover on, and put it on high for about maybe around 6 or 7 hours. And that was it. And then I stirred it up before the onions and everything, you know, got loose, and, oh, they were very, very good. So, and they freeze very well, too, because I remember making this before, and I put them in containers and put them in the freezer and then just pulled them out when I wanted them. Yeah, it's really simple, and it was tasty. I imagine you can do other things with it, too, if you wanted to, because, I mean, I think the brown sugar and that stuff, I mean, for the size pot that I made, I mean, it really didn't make that much, you know, I mean, as far as, you know, the sweetness and stuff. But it was really good. Excellent.
All right, let me see if I have this. You have four small onions, 1/2 cup of brown sugar, 6... Well, I can't even read my little scratch here.
It's tablespoons of molasses.
Oh, so molasses.
Yeah.
Okay. And 1 teaspoon of dry mustard and 1 teaspoon of black pepper, and that was it.
Yep.
Okay, so, thanks.
Yep, mm-hmm. You're welcome.
And then they freeze well, is that correct?
Excuse me?
They freeze well, then? You can freeze
them? They do. They freeze very, very well. Yeah, because I've done that. I put them all in little containers, you know, enough for maybe for my husband and I to have a couple of nights. And and then we would just pull them out, and I'd do all kinds of things with them, you know, add stuff to them and maybe tomatoes or something just to give it a little bit of a different texture and stuff. So, but it's good. It's good.
Yeah, I don't know that reputation that beans have had for so long of being gassy, but since I have dramatically reduced animal products to 5% or whatever, the gassy just isn't a problem from beans.
Right. Yeah, they're not. Yeah, you're right. Because I used to have them with either hamburger or whatever you make, you know, have it with. And it used to be more gassier than it. And it's not anymore. Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. So maybe, I don't know. In thinking, I'm thinking that the animal and dairy product in the gut causing reactions, I don't even feel bloated any longer. So maybe they're getting a bad rap about that. I was watching the news right before this call, and this guy was on there discussing the chemicals in our makeup, hair products, deodorant, antibacterial soap, and they put up on the screen a list of the things that are in these products and how they're affecting especially even teenage girls who are wearing makeup and using all of these different cosmetics on their body and dangers in it. So it got me to thinking, gee, you know, I'm pretty careful about what I use. I carry a line in my shop that's all botanical and very good for you. And so I pull it out and had written down this list of stuff that are in the products that are plum. Lo and behold, of course, even though there are a lot of botanicals in here, there are some of these items even in this. I had a Bath and Body Works shower gel stuff in my bathroom that somebody had given us. And, oh my goodness, the list of stuff on there. So I don't know what we are to do about it. Maybe we should start a research thing, trying to find stuff with the least amount of this stuff in it that is good, that we can use. And they recommended that just don't use so many things. They said that the average teenage girl uses 11 to 16 different products on their body with these chemicals in them. And if they can at least just minimize how many things they're using, it absorbs into the skin. And one of the things they discussed was try Closen and try Clococarabine. Thyroid and environment concerns. That's in the antibacterial soap. Anything that says antibacterial on it is this chemical, and they said we don't need it. It's been proven that you do not need that antibacterial product to be antibacterial. Any thoughts on any of that?
Well, they used to make soap with lye.
Soap with lye,
you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, and but soap, soap kills, it cleans the bacteria off. If you just wash your hands well, you don't need these antibacterial things. If you just use common sense and don't.
The main ingredient in our soaps and our shampoos that causes it to suck,
mm-hmm,
is sodium lauryl or lauryl sulfate. And on the screen it said it causes skin damage and toxic contaminants. So we've become a germ crazy society,
mm-hmm,
who's so busy studying everything up because of advertisements.
Mm-hmm.
Sodium lauryl sulfate and sodium lauryl is drying to the skin, drying to the hair, and it has toxic contaminants. Now, our skin absorbs everything we put on it. That is in every soap, every shampoo you can find. There might be one somewhere out there. I need to look at a couple. There's a couple that say they don't contain it and see if they do, but go easy on soap and stuff. You know, you have to use them, but with this list and this thing, paraben, it's in everything. Everything you pick up has paraben in it. It has hormone effects. So not to scare everybody or anything, just, you know, maybe moderation would be advised. I am seeing, because of the work I do, a lot of people with a lot of skin problems these days who are saying, you know, my head itches, I have patches on it. I went to the doctor and he told me to take antibiotics for a year. Literally, that's what I've been told by three people. So this is another concern that goes through our skin, that we're ingesting into our bodies, that we need to look out for. So,
well, Maddie, didn't you? Because I think it's you that mentioned about the instead of deodorant, you know, the deodorant is not good either. What was it that you use?
I use a crystal.
What was it?
I use a crystal from the health food store or from GNC or one of those shops, you know, where you get the vitamins and things, where they are crystals and they don't have the aluminum sulfate or any of that in it. And it's also approved by the American Cancer Society. They usually have like a little pink ribbon or something on it. You don't find them everywhere, but you can get those. In fact, I'm giving them out for Christmas to several women.
There was something else that you talked about too. You said something about, was it alcohol or was it
when she said about this surfing, I thought about just this past week, my husband took a bunch of grapes, put them in our thing, and put in, you won't believe this, the Palmolive dishwashing detergent. And I usually have a pot of vinegar and water to get all of the dirt out, you know, of that, of the fruit and things. So I don't know if that's what you're talking about or...
No, this was something instead of using deodorant. Maybe it wasn't you, Maddie.
Oh, no, it was another girl. You're right. But then someone told me that is the worst thing I could do because I started using the alcohol. It worked perfect. I had no odor, no nothing. And then someone says, why would you put that alcohol against your skin? I talked to someone else about it, as I stopped that immediately. No, it wasn't me. It was another woman with a husband. It was a couple on the phone. They haven't been on in a while. It's a man and a wife on, and she was telling me about the alcohol. Someone, one of her family members was telling her about the alcohol. But then someone told me that was not a good thing to put the alcohol underneath there. So then I went to the crystal.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Mm-hmm. But you're right.
So you know,
that was a conversation we had on the phone. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Well, scratch one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's really interesting. This Bath and Body Works is sodium lauryl sulfate. DEA and TEA. Now, those things they just discussed. TEA, allergies, toxic contamination. Leukamate, I don't remember what that was. But then I saw the methyl, this big old long word that starts with methyl, two of them. The methyls affect the nervous system. So anyway, I don't want to go through all this, but it almost seemed like at least half, if not more, of everything in this product is a health concern. And that's just kind of like, huh, interesting to me, because they said that the problems they're finding in young girls who use more of all this stuff with stents and all this stuff are having hormone problems, reproductive problems, obesity, and cancer problems. As due to all the things they have to have on them. So it's just something else to be aware of. And I found, I don't know if everybody else has found, but the more pure you eat food, the least chemicals we put in our bodies as far as food, the better the food. The more water we drink and the less coffee and sugar and stuff we consume, the less I find that I really need deodorants and things of that caliber. Because the toxins aren't coming through my pores as much. It just may be another way to look at it.
I think you have a good point there.
Brenda, this is Elaine in Kansas. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, Elaine. Hello.
Hi. Another thing that I've just been hearing about is the aluminum something in toothpaste that we need to be careful about.
Oh.
They mentioned the brand name Crest. So I don't know if it's in every toothpaste or not, but it would be something else that everybody's using toothpaste unless, well, some people I know use baking soda and things like that. But And if you look on the toothpaste tube, it says, keep out of the reach of young children.
Because they might eat the whole thing.
Huh. Yeah, or even swallow a small amount.
Mm-hmm. It's very interesting, not to cause panic or anything, because it's interesting to be aware that there are chemicals that aren't really good for us in almost everything we come in contact with.
Mm-hmm.
So what do we do about it?
Oh, you have to eliminate as much as possible. That's the only thing we can do. Since we live in this world of chemicals, we can just try to do our best. Sometimes
yeah.
Best isn't,
mm-hmm. Right.
One of the other things we can do is make sure that we drink lots of pie water.
Because water
cleanses it out. So if we drink lots of water, that will allow our body to remove some of that stuff in a natural way.
Yeah, to give ourselves the ability to fight as much as it can.
Mm-hmm. Flush it out. I don't think in this day and age that people drink enough water. We drink fluids, we drink coffee, tea, pop, a lot of people do. And but H2O, just plain old H2O, particularly run through the optimizer, I don't think there's anything better for your body than that. And it's a beautiful cleanser. A very effective cleanser for the body to drink that water.
It's funny. I was just looking at my toothpaste, and I use something called Sea Fresh. And there is a warning. Keep out of the reach of children under 6 years of age. If you accidentally swallow more than used for brushing, seek professional assistance or contact Poison Control Center immediately.
Holy
wow.
Doesn't even tell you the ingredients in it.
That needs to go.
Yeah. That's amazing.
I know you can find toothpaste that say they do not have this aluminum something in them. So they are out there.
Okay, we use, I'm older, and we use baking soda all the time. That's what we brushed our teeth with, was baking soda.
Do you? Uh-huh.
Yeah, it doesn't taste very good, but it does it all.
Definitely, yeah.
We did that when we ran out of toothpaste.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't taste good.
No, it doesn't taste good, but it doesn't.
But your teeth feel good.
I think that some of the reason why they hello? Can you hear me? Yeah, I wasn't sure if I stuck it on mute or not. Sometimes they don't want you to swallow it is because of the fluoride that's in it. You know, and that will harm you and children, you know. So I think that, you know, children tend to swallow instead of spitting out. But that's probably why. And baking soda is not, I don't know, something to do with the enamel. Scott is a hygienist, and I worked at a office for 8 years. And the baking soda—they don't put baking soda in the product, but I don't know anything to do with the enamel of the teeth. You don't want to wear that out because you can't replace that.
Yeah. Could you wear it out using too much baking soda?
Well, I think things like that. Yeah. Some people even use peroxide. And that's not a good thing either. I mean, as a rinse. I mean, that was an old remedy at one point, too, and to whiten, but that's not a good thing either because it'll wear down the enamel of the teeth. So you have to just be, just moderation.
That's exactly what I was just thinking.
Moderation. Yeah, we go to an excess. Don't eat so much fat, so people cut fats out altogether. Don't have too much, cut out your salt, and then people cut it all out totally, and that's not good. And, so if you just do it in moderation, like exercise, don't go overboard,
And then if you get a lot of fear, then you get a lot of stress, which causes another problem.
So another problem. It's a vicious circle.
You can enjoy life. This is who? Did someone try to say something? Well, anyway, I wasn't trying to bring a downer. I was just trying to point out that, hey, in the shampoos and all these products that we do put on ourselves, moderate them a little bit. I have, being in the profession I'm in, also tried to limit a lot of artificial smells and things, because I have learned in the past that that can cause a lot of allergies and problems too. So that's something that we can watch out for pretty good, is all of those strong fragrances in a product. But aside from that, I did the broccoli Wardolf tree salad yesterday and took it to a luncheon, and it was a hit. Everybody enjoyed it. And I wanted to say that I couldn't find my veganaise in my refrigerator because my son has used it all. Who won't eat any vegetables? He used all the veganaise. So there's hope.
And what profession are you in, Brenda?
Oh, I'm a hairdresser. I do hair. I've ordered makeup in the past. I Nikan. And just very much into wellness, too.
Mm-hmm.
So, So I've looked at, for many, many years, hair products and cosmetics and stuff. And tried to find things that are gentle to the hair, but that doesn't always mean it doesn't have everything, other things in it that aren't good for you.
The shop that you, do you work at your, do you have your own shop, or do you work for somebody?
No, I work for myself.
You work for yourself. Do you have an air wellness in there, I hope?
Yes, I do. Okay. It's a wellness salon. I have the water and I have the air.
Good for you.
Yes.
I know a friend of mine, she owns her own shop, and she was highly allergic to, like, the chemicals that were being put out, you know, with the hair chemicals, you know. And so I suggested putting an air unit in there, and I'm telling you, when she had that thing on, it was going on turbo constantly, but it was, you know, she wasn't coughing when she was doing people's hair, where before she was, so that was...
And people come in sneezing from outside, and after a few minutes, they're not sneezing anymore. They're resting peacefully in there. I can squirt just one squirt of hairspray, and the air purifier kicks up to turbo. And they go, what is that? That's my air purifier. So everybody's grateful that I do have that. It takes about 5 minutes for the acrylic nails to be gone out of the hair.
Mm.
And when the girl that does nails starts using it. And that smell can linger all day long if you don't have an air purifier.
Brenda, do you vacuum your air purifier once a week?
I wish I could say I do, but
mm-hmm.
I don't.
Mm-hmm.
I should.
Mm-hmm. Have you had to repurchase the filters?
I have purchased one for my home, and the one for the salon is needed now. And it's like... To me, it's like getting a new pure filter for your pipe system on your sink. It's like, wow. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Why didn't I do this sooner? That kind of a feeling.
Mm-hmm.
It lasted 2 years.
Well, I'll tell you, I have had the Primark water. I have the countertop, not the counter. Yeah, the one that sits on the sink. And I have had it for a while, and someone told me that when you need to change the filters, that the water just trickles out. Well, mine hasn't, but I'm thinking I've had it so long, it's time to change the filters, whether it trickles out or not.
How long have you had it?
I have had I'm sure over 4 years. I think it was over 4 years. There's only two of us, so they said.
And you haven't changed the filter yet?
I haven't changed the filter.
I changed the filter.
Yeah. Well, did you know, yeah, they said for a family it would take 2 years. It's only myself and my husband, so I figured the 4 years might be, you know, the norm. I don't know. I don't see why they didn't just put something on there to tell you when to change the filters. On all, you
well,
know,
the
like they do with
does.
The air unit.
The new one does. It lights up. The air unit or the...
Well, no, I know the air unit, it says change filters, but that's the easy thing. I'm talking about the water, because I have the old one, I guess it's the old one, with the three different cylinders inside, the very first one they came
right.
out with. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't
the
tell you when
changes.
To change the filters. Mm-hmm.
The taste on it starts to change. And,
I haven't had that yet, so I don't guess I'm still good. I don't know.
Change your filters.
You're
you'll
right.
notice. You'll know
okay.
right away when you change the filters.
And I was thinking, as opposed to changing the filters, because of the price of the filters, maybe I'll just go and get an Aquaport and forget it. You know what I'm saying? At least I can see
yes.
when mm-hmm. the filters are getting filthy or need changing.
You can do that. I have all of them because I got the Aquaport because I gave the old one to my daughter, and there's an Aquaport down at my shop. I have the one at my home that's the
mm-hmm.
new one under the sink.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what the technical thing about it is, but my personal preference is the one that hooks up to the direct plumbing on the sink.
On the sink. Well, it's easier
uh-huh.
that way because you don't have to be putting water in it all the time.
Yeah, I like the water better, too.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Did you say, Brenda, that you have the one under the sink or on top of the sink?
I bought the one under the sink. I bought a new home a year and a half ago. And when I did, I needed water for my sink. And I had the Aquaport Deluxe. So I don't have anywhere in my kitchen to put it. So I took it down to work, and I put the under the sink one on my sink here.
Okay. Yeah, because my husband's a plumber, and I mean, I really like it. I like the faucet part that you can actually just turn it on and the water comes out. You don't have to hold. Well, my husband plumbed it underneath the counter, the old one even, and what he used was something that you had to hold in order for it to come out. But the new one under the counter, he hooked it up to my hot shot, which I get hot water out from my sink, and to the ice maker on my refrigerator. Yeah, because there's enough tubing that he could do that. And I'm telling you, it's so awesome because, you know, I have the water, pie water coming out of the refrigerator and the ice cubes, and also when I have hot tea or something like that, I have the pie water.
That's great.
I mean, you see on the old one that I have, Dottie, you cannot use... Did they not use the hot water? So the new one, you can have the hot and the cold Pimax? Is that what you're saying?
The piping, I mean, the way my husband piped it, I mean, it's going through the pipe, you know. It goes through the pipes, it gets filtered up, and then when you turn the hot shot, the water that's already, you know, that you basically, it's like turning it on again, it goes through these coils in that hot shot, and it comes out hot.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know, it's not any different than the deluxe that you're putting on a unit that has hot and cold. You know those
right.
freestanding ones with
right.
the deluxe. You put that on there. I mean, it comes
right.
out hot, and the reason why it comes out hot because it goes through heating coils.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Just like
right.
your coffee maker.
That's where it comes out, right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it comes out, mine comes out boiling hot. I mean, you know, keep boiling water, doing something like that, it comes out hot like that. But it's awesome. I like the new one. I like the new one because of the fact that, you know, we can connect more to it. So
mm-hmm.
It's small. It goes under the sink. It clears up your counter space.
Oh, right.
Yeah. And the cool thing is because I did start with the original pie machine that hooked to the sink.
Right, that's what
that
I have.
Was on the sink, and I loved it,
mm-hmm.
and I used it all the time. We make all of our coffee, all of our boiling water, all of any water we consume we use that.
Did you, with the old one, Brenda, did you have the hot water coming through the pie?
No.
Okay.
No. I don't have hot water. I haven't hooked mine up to the hot water. I don't have a hot water thing. But
you mean you took the pie right and you had to boil the water, right? You had to take it out the cold and you had to boil the water for the hot. Okay. Mm-hmm.
But it's great. Now, the old filters do cost more. So if you're reinvesting, look at the other things because your money may be better by going directly and spending a little more now and buying less expensive filters for under the sink.
Right. Okay.
Then I had bought the Aquapour because I thought, oh, that would be more convenient. Well, actually, for me, it's not more convenient because you have to fill it.
Right.
And
that's
I like
job.
Having it on my sink, turn on the water, use all the water I need, fill up a big pot, fill up my coffee pot. Just have it right there. It all depends on what is convenient for you, how you like to live your life.
But I will tell you, when I went on a trip, I could have used the Aquapour because what I did was I filled up jugs of water and I lugged them from home.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we used. And we had about 5 or 6 of these big old gallon jugs, and you know, and that's heavy things to carry. And that's what we put in the refrigerator. We thought we needed some, and it would have been nice just to have the Aquapour.
Yeah, the same thing here. My Aquapour is the deluxe that goes on the machine thing, that cold and hot water.
Right.
But I think I'd rather have the other one because of that, because I could take it places.
Right.
So it all depends on you and what you want to do with your water.
Yeah.
But I would change those filters more often. I change mine. I don't know what everybody does, but I change mine at least once a year, maybe every 6 months.
Mm-hmm. You mean the Aquapour filter? Oh, you're talking about the one under the sink?
Mm-hmm.
Under the sink. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So we have crummy water in our area.
Have you, do you have the Traveler? Because the Traveler is phenomenal. I took it cross country and I brought it on our ship, you know, when we went to Alaska, and it's small, it's convenient, and it flows right through really fast. So, and even for trading purposes, it's awesome. It's awesome. Really, I love it. I love it. I thought that was the best investment I made. As far as traveling, we're going to convention and we're going to drive and definitely taking it with us. And it's small. I mean, it's the size of a coffee maker, you know.
Well, I know where to go to fill up my little water bottle when I'm there, huh?
Mm. Well, this is teasing.
Well, water is important, and we have come to the conclusion that we need it to fight all of the different things that we come in contact with every day, water and food and chemicals and everything else.
You know, I have had people clients that have bought the Aquapour Deluxe, and they were not able to find the bottom part to fit. So eventually they returned it to the company. And just went for the one on the counter.
The bottom part that goes, that screws under the sink to connect the
No, no, like the, you know, like when you purchase water from these trucks that come by, and you put the actual stand.
Mm-hmm.
And they said they were having a problem with that. So eventually they bought one or two. It didn't fit, so they just went for the one that you put right on the sink. Because the other one, as you know, with the stand, you can get the hot and the cold. The one, I guess you said, you took to your shop.
Yeah, you can get hot and cold. And the problem I find with that thing is I can't get down inside of it to clean it out.
Okay.
The stand that you go buy at Home Depot or whatever.
Right.
So I'm not real crazy about those stands.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Right.
Personal opinion. I don't like those stands.
Okay. You know, I've had a few people that's happened to, and they, as I said, they returned the deluxe, and they just got the regular one that goes on top of the counter, of course.
They have to keep food fast. That's why I told them to get the one under the sink, because I know they're a lot like me. I hate an extra job. But they have to keep filling it up every day, filling it up. If you want cold water, you got to put the ice in. You know, it's a job to keep doing that. If you drink a lot of it, in particular a family of four, they can go through one of those, a couple of those, I imagine, a day.
It's a really hard decision for people, because when I was making the decision, I was paying $80 a month for bottled water.
Mm-hmm.
And finally I said, look, I'm paying for this. I'll have it paid for in 6 months.
Right.
Because I'm not buying bottled water anymore. It's something that's difficult to bite off and chew when you're making an investment, but it has been the best, most economical, most healthy investment I've ever made. And so I tell people that, but I don't push them, and it takes them a long time to decide to do it. But when they decide to do it, they love it.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. Give them the options and say, here are all the different things. Have it fit what you need.
Well, but the problem is that they're looking to us to tell them, what is it? Which one should they? And I did. I spoke with a guy. Oh, my God. He's in Pennsylvania. He does a lot of calls, dances. He goes out all over with me, Ken. I ask him, which one do you recommend? And I'll tell you, by the time you finish, you could use one of each.
Yes, exactly.
He was no help whatsoever.
You need one under the sink for regular daily life. You need a suitable one to take with you.
It is, right?
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
But anyway, does anybody have anything else they would like to discuss today? A cool recipe, something they did?
Before we get off of that, come back to the AL Wellness. Does anybody have the portable one that goes in the car?
I do.
How do you like it?
Well, I have an air unit that's in my car, so I haven't used it. But I have used it, like, in the bedroom, or I used it for demonstration purposes, you know, bringing it to somebody's house.
The very portable one?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, between the water traveler and the traveler of the air, it's an
easy
thing.
To bring in. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, to bring in. Yeah. Matter of fact, I think I'm going to take it when I go to Florida, when we go to the convention.
Convention, yeah.
It's small enough to carry, and at least you'll know you have good quality air. And we're going to be at a timeshare thing, too, so I'm hoping to kind of entice some people.
But, Dolly, I know you're going to meet Brenda while you're there, right? Because she just said that she's going to get some water from you.
Oh, is that what she said? I'm sorry.
That's what she said.
For sure.
Borrow your air. No.
Well, I'm going to be at a timeshare about 2 miles away.
Oh.
I'm not staying at the hotel. Yeah.
Well, I did go to a hotel a couple of weeks ago, and I sleep with my air purifier next to me.
Oh, wow.
And I haven't been waking myself up snoring with my air purifier next to me, but I didn't have it when I was in the motel, and I was the only one in the room, and I remember thinking in the middle of the night, who is making all that noise?
But then I
realized, you know, I don't have the air next to me. Interesting. And I wasn't on a sleep system, but.
And you have a portable also, Brenda?
No, I don't have
it. You lugged the big air unit with you?
No, I didn't have it. That's why I was.
No, what I'm saying is, when you travel, do you take that with you?
No, I don't.
No. Okay, I was just wondering. A lot of people take a lot of stuff, you know?
I took it once. Somewhere else I go. Because I was going to be there for a few days.
Mm-hmm.
I did. I took it once. I lugged it with me.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we usually drive wherever we go because my husband doesn't fly. So, you know, we just pack the car up with all our stuff, our paraphernalia.
Oh, goodness. Do you take the bedding with you too, Dottie?
No, you know what, I as long as I have my pillow, I'm pretty good, you know?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
something. But we have car seats in our both sides. So, I mean, if we, you know, if we really feel the need to using that, I do put that on the bed.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I have to have the pillow. I have to.
Okay, well, it's about that time, and I'm glad everybody else is addicted to their air, water, and sleep, too, like I am. It makes life nicer. Eating has made life nicer. Eating better. Can't imagine how I would feel if I didn't have different things for myself. That I do, and I'm anxious to even have more things help me out and get better and better each day. So, are there any other comments or questions or concerns today? Well, if not, I would like to wish you all a thank you for joining me and joining this conversation and sharing things with me that I can learn, and we can all share with each other. And let's start that book.
Yeah.
I think it's a good idea. We'll have to get Char in charge of that.
That's right.
Yeah.
And your daughter.
And herself. Okay. Thank you all for joining, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thank you so much, Brenda, for a good call.
You're welcome. Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.